Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steelers Insider Hall of Fame writer Ed Bouchette. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin.
Good morning.
I can't remember a Steeler defense that had more challenges with missing players than I saw Sunday night. I mean, they had the top three guys down, T.J. Watt, Micah Fitzpatrick, Joe Hayden. So you got front line, middle, and back. And then there were a bunch of guys that ended up playing that I'm certain many Steeler fans never heard of. Yet, through all that, they almost pulled off the unthinkable in the end. What was your assessment of that whole game with the Chargers?
Well, you had to have mixed assessments coming out of that. I think, Larry, like you mentioned, they almost did it. The defense was terrible, but I expected that. I mean, with those guys out that you mentioned. Loudermilk, is the rookie, has become a more important factor on the line, and he left, and they were already missing two starters from the beginning of the year from that line, right? Or near the beginning, Tyson Alualo got hurt along with Tua. It's been out all year. So I didn't think it was going to be pretty, and it wasn't. But I think you got to take some good thoughts from what Ben Roethlisberger did. Maybe not so much what his line did or his running game, but what Ben did, he keeps getting better and better. You know, I mean, people were calling him washed up at the beginning of the year. I think he's playing well right now. Has been for a month or so.
Yeah, one of his targets suffering a knee injury, Eric Ebron. What's the latest with that? Do you know?
He's not been much of a factor this year anyway, Kevin. I don't think that's a big loss. I mean, I hate to say that about a guy who's injured. It's tough to get injured, and he's out there trying. But
yeah, Freiermuth has really taken some shine there.
Big point. Yeah, he has not been a big point of the offense this year.
So it sounded like, based on what Coach said yesterday, that they should get those three guys back, which would be a huge bump to the defense when you consider this is, if they want to stay relevant and in the playoff picture, it would go a long way to beat the Bengals on the road. But the Bengals seem to be surging again after they had a couple of off weeks.
Well, the whole league, but specifically this division, has been so crazy up and down. I mean, just when you think one team is surfacing, it goes back under. You know, Baltimore's had its moments. Baltimore's been very fortunate in winning close games. It's what the Steelers have to start doing now. Not almost, but do it.
And the Chargers quarterback, Justin Herbert. Okay. A lot of people saying, well, he was good, but, the Steelers defense was pretty beat up that game. How good is he? Seemed like somebody I don't want to deal with for the next 20 years.
Well, there's a lot of young quarterbacks that way, too. I thought that Fields kid, the rookie in Chicago, really played well here. He didn't play well the next week. It's just, but there's some good young quarterbacks. They have one up in New England, it's what the Steelers are going to have to find next. If and when Ben retires. The kid up in Buffalo has been good, and he's young. I mean, they're all over the place all of a sudden. People people were having a hard time finding quarterbacks, and they still are. They're trading, going with this guy and that guy, but there's some drafted quarterbacks out there who look pretty good, and they're going to face one this week.
Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. And before we do that, real quick, it looked like the Bears were going to beat the Ravens, and they pulled it out with a backup quarterback. And there's probably four or five games that they could have easily lost, including one to the Lions that they relied on a 66-yard field goal by Tucker to win that game. This is a tight division, and Cleveland was terrible, and they found a way to win. So the Steelers have to win. What about Cincinnati? What are they facing?
Well, they have a good running game, and they have a good passing game. You know, they came here and beat the Steelers, 24-14, something like that, right here. But, you know, what was key in that game also is T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith didn't play. They started two outside linebackers in that game who are no longer with the team. Melvin Ingram and Jameer Jones, you know, they're gone. Poof. So at least they'll have those guys against Burrow this time. But, you know, they've had success in Cincinnati down through the years, not last year. They lost their last year, and they've lost two in a row. I don't think they've lost three in a row to Cincinnati in, like, maybe 30 years. I looked it up. I can't remember what years it was, but it's been a while.
Yeah, Cincinnati, a 3.5-point favorite. Hey, can I ask you one other question there, Ed, a serious question? I want to know your feelings on this. Dollar Tree announcing that their prices are going to raise to $1.25 real soon because of inflation. How do you feel about that?
Well, they need to change their name, right? The $1.25 tree.
that's funny. So what does a guy like you do on Thanksgiving this year? Are you going to be visiting somebody?
No, my kids come over. I have my son from Atlanta is coming up with his three young ones and wife in for Christmas. And then I have two daughters here with each have two. So they're, but they come over Friday because I let them have their in-law thing on Thursday, you know, because otherwise they try and do two on the same day. So we just do Friday as Thanksgiving and Thursday's a cooking day.
What are you cooking? Are you doing turkey again? So they're getting turkey 2 days
classic.
In a row?
Oh, no, we won't eat. No, we don't. We won't have Thanksgiving Thursday. We'll just treat it as another day, and then Thanksgiving is Friday.
I got you. Wow. But they're got their
it's
in-laws.
It's all in the mind, Kevin. Kevin, it's all in the mind.
Yeah. Are you a Black Friday shopper? I can't imagine Ed Bouchette
never
out there.
Elbowing
his way through Walmart. No?
Nope.
Or the Dollar Tree.
I might look online for some things. I got to fill stockings and get presents. Like I said, they're all coming up for Christmas. But no, never been out there Black Friday.
All right. Bottom line, Steelers, Bengals, give us the odds in your mind of Steelers going on the road and winning AFC North road action.
Yeah, I'm going to pick them to win this one. I didn't pick them to win last week. I'm going to pick them to win.
Okay.
I don't know a score because I'm not. I think that defense can, with those guys back, can do a better. Well, will do a better job. They can't do a worse job than what they did the other night. And I think Ben and that offense is going to do some things. So I don't know. I could see even a 31-24 game, maybe?
All right.
I don't know. I have to look at it a little more. You guys get me on Wednesday. You know, by Friday, I'm geared in.
All right, we'll call you back. Meanwhile, Ed, have a great Thanksgiving with the kids and enjoy your family. And
thanks, fellas. You too.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Ed.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Steelers insider, Hall of Fame writer, Ed Bouchette from the
$1.25 Studios.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.